Hi, it's Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered. Did you know that our show isn't the only music podcast from NPR? For a weekly dive into the world of Latin alternative music and culture, check out NPR's Alt Latino. You'll hear psychedelic tropical music from the jungles of Peru, Mexican folk rhythms, and electronica, just to name a few of the sounds. Hear from the Latino artists changing and challenging the established order every week on Alt Latino from NPR Music. Find it now at itunes.com/NPR.
Mr. Hilton.
Yes, Bob. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I made a new record.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've put another February into the record books.
Yes. RPM Challenge, ninth year.
Make a record in 1 month.
Start to finish.
Yeah. And how do you think you did?
I'm real happy with it. Here, have a listen.
My children have gone. I sit at the edge of the bed and I cry. I cry.
I mean, that's, I'm not going to play the, I could play the whole
album. No, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
It's the Danger Painters is the band I record under with my friend Michael Barron. We used to be in a band together. You know this.
I've listened to your record. Tiny Desk.
Tiny Desk was our band, which is hence the Tiny Desk
concerts
comes from. But Michael and I, this is our seventh record as Danger Painters. All made between February 1st and February 28th.
I've actually heard this record, and it's pretty good, if a little depressing. This song you were playing, what's it called?
That song's called Oh, Dry Up.
Oh, Dry Up, yeah. That, he says, I'm sitting on the bed, my kids are all gone.
Yeah.
Have they died? And he's crying on the bed. That's pretty heavy stuff.
It is sad, but then the album ends with a parking prayer. It's about trying to find a parking space. So there's a little bit of heaviness and a little bit of humor.
I've got for the show today, everything I play for the most part is going to be super heavy.
Hmm.
All existential, all about life and its deeper meanings. And I want to start with Bill Fay. Bill Fay, an English folk singer who put a couple records out, late 60s, early 70s, he was writing music, and he put a couple of records out. They didn't sell very well. He was dropped by his label, and he completely disappeared. For 40 years, he was just working odd jobs. And then in 2012, he came back. He released a record called Life is People. Life is People, which I love that record name. And it was a great record. And at the time, everyone thought, wow, Bill Fay's back. Can you believe it? And here he is again, now 3 years after that record, with yet another new album, which just says, this guy is an incredible songwriter, incredible lyricist.
If I did the logarithmic math, he should have a new album next week. Another one.
Oh, really? Breaking down because you went
40 years, 3 years, and then it should be about 3 hours.
I hope that's true. Let me see. Where was I going with that?
What train of thought?
And now he's back with another new record. It's called Who is the Sender? And it's a collection of songs that are really all about life's biggest questions, why we're here, written from the point of view of a guy who's in the later years of his life, and he's looking back and trying to make sense of all the decisions that he made to arrive at the point that he finds himself in his life. And I want to play a cut from Who is the Sender and Bill Fay. This song is called Something Else Ahead.
Whoa.
You threw the cable in my coffee.
Fiber optic cable just landed in your cup that says, what does it say?
My coffee mug says, I wish I were dead. Yeah. That's what I carry to every meeting. All right, here we go. Bill Fay, Something Else Ahead.
Fishes in a pond ain't got a clue. Don't know a thing about the world in which we live. Can't see the clouds. Can't see the trees. see the birds, can't see the bees. We're all fishes in a pond, ain't got a clue. Don't know a thing about the third heaven. Now we see through glass darkly.
Us, huh? Fishes in a pond.
We are fishes in a pond. You know, I always say that there's no meaning to life. The whole notion of meaning or the need to find meaning in life is something we've invented, right? My dog doesn't really think much about it, right? I mean, he just wants to take naps and eat snacks and play and have a good time. And this song is a little bit like that. You know, he says we're all fishes in a pond. We don't have a clue about the world in which we live. And his songs, Bill Fay's songs, are just full of so much awe and wonder at life that just make you feel just so grateful to be part of this miracle that none of us really understand. I want to read a line from another song on this record. It's the opening cut called "The Geese Are Flying Westward." He says, "The geese are flying westward. The geese are flying home. Maybe I should have traveled to places I don't know. Maybe I should have ventured outside the places that I know, but I don't think so. I'm so glad to have seen the clouds unfurl and heard the echo of the deep." And this guy, Bill Fay, he's just a wonderful lyricist, great songwriter, and I'm just thrilled to have him back with another record. You know, when the last one came out in 2012, I thought, well, I hope we don't have to wait another 40 years. And here he is back with Who Is the Sender? And that record is out April 28th.
You played a longtime artist. I'm going to play a relatively new artist. His name is Boots, or at least that's what he goes by. His name's real name is Jordan Asher, and he first popped up on a Beyonce record in 2013. People wondered, who is Boots? And John Perales of the New York Times went out and talked with him out in California and in Joshua Tree, where he filmed this we'll stick with the depressing here. He filmed this very post-apocalyptic film called Motorcycle Jesus that he directs. So Boots is a musician, but he's also a film director. And he just put out a 30-minute movie with five of his songs. So instead of doing a single music video, he's done this story.
Oh, I love that.
Called Motorcycle Jesus. And on it, there are five songs of his that run through the film. Rather beautiful. I'm going to play a song from that film called I Run Roulette.
I've been up all night, I'm sure you think you might have seen this one or heard it from some other kind of stranger in the line. I keep chasing all my thoughts into a funnel, spilling, thrilling every chair in front of me like I'm some spider sent from Mars. I keep pushing all my chips into the center of the table, but I'm split between two shades of every one of my mistakes. I'm not so sure no more, I'm not so sure no more. Right bottoms up, right go all in, outside my tombstone on your wall.
Follow that.
I don't know that I can. That started off, I thought, give me the drop. I want it. Where is it? And when it kicked in, it did not disappoint.
That's great. I'm glad you like that. It's Boots is his name, 28-year-old Jordan Asher. He is sort of a disciple of LP from Run the Jewels, half of Run the Jewels. Wound up playing guitar, like a rock guitar. John Perales describes him doing at Madison Square Garden. John Perales, New York Times writer at Madison Square Garden. At the Run the Jewels show recently. The film and the EP of five songs is called Motorcycle Jesus, and that song was called I Run Roulette.
You know, Björk's album came out back in January. We haven't talked about it yet.
It's a lot to digest.
It is a lot to digest. Maybe we should talk about it now, though, since I'm feeling very heavy.
And she's about to play in New York City on Saturday, one of many dates she'll be playing there. I hope to go. If I do, I may never come back.
That's right. You may
this could be it.
Burst into a little mist and float into the
almost
sky.
Almost happened last time I saw her there, too.
The record is Volnacura, and it is a heavy record. It's a breakup record, one that she wrote after a relationship she had with somebody.
Matthew Barney, the incredible artist.
Came to an end. And it's a profoundly emotional record. It's not always easy to listen to.
Although here's one little bit of hope. That even Björk can get dumped.
That's right. No one is immune from a broken heart. It's true.
But
no,
I mean, it's talented and wonderful.
Broken heart. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's mostly string arrangements and electronics. And Björk's music is often very celestial, right? She loves to explore the intersection of human emotions and science. And on the song that I want to play from the record Volnacura, she looks at love and passion and lust on an atomic level. The song is called Atom Dance.
We are each other's hemispheres.
That's Anthony of Anthony and the Johnsons singing with her there on that song. From Björk's record, Vulnicura, that was Adam Dance.
No one else makes music like this.
It's just truly, truly mind-boggling listening to some of those sounds. Yeah, Bob, you know, we're all just atoms. I read something very fascinating on the NPR website that 98% of the atoms in our bodies are replaced every year because we're breathing them in, we're breathing them out, we're absorbing them in food. They go on to become other things. They get recycled through the rivers and streams in the air and then come back and become part of us again.
So I actually could be part of you.
Some of my atoms from when I was born could be part of you right now. And when you die, those atoms are just going to go on and become something else. We're truly a part where everything on this planet is, we're all connected, part of each other. Plants, animals, rocks, air, you and me. It's true. Oh, you know, and then I read this really fascinating thing from NOVA. It says, according to astrophysicists, you and everything around you, every single natural and man-made thing you see, every rock, tree, butterfly, and building comprises atoms that originally arose during the Big Bang. For all but the lightest two of, or three elements from millions of burning and exploding stars far back in the history of the universe. In fact, we are truly, literally, literally made of stars. You live because stars died. It's that simple. And you're carrying these parts of these stars in you to this day.
That's
anyway,
our show for today.
Thanks for joining us. Another episode of All Songs Considered in the History Books, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to take a turn.
Yeah.
I'm going to play.
There's nowhere else to go.
I'm just going to ignore all that you said and play a piece of music.
Anyway, that's where my head is right now. What do you got?
I'm going to play a song by someone I've never heard of called La Bas, and then B-A-S. And the title means down there or the damned. So maybe.
That ties in, not too far. I feel like every day in the office with you is down there in the damned.
It's a project of Nathan Larson and this fellow John Natchez who play sax, a killer saxophone on this this song, but we've written about John Natchez before. Daoud Tyler Amin wrote about him as like the number one, like the session guy that you want.
Yeah.
Back in an article in 2011, he plays with the War on Drugs. He plays with Beirut and the Antlers. The singer on the song by La Bas is Angelica Allen. I'm gonna play the song. It knocked me out when I heard it. It's called, I pronounce it Automaton. They pronounce it in the song different than I've ever heard it, but then
Automaton?
Yeah. Do you say that?
I think your pronunciation is right, though.
We'll go with it, but you're going to wind up singing Automaton.
Huh?
Yeah. Let's see. Let's hit it.
Just waiting for the aftershock. left in life. One kiss, then we die. To indulge and deprive. Please be upstanding for your maker's rival.
Disco had been that demented, I would have been there.
Yes, indeed.
It really sounds like a twisted disco.
That saxophone just kills me. Slays me.
Yeah, I love the chord progression, and but there's so much destruction going on behind all of it. That's what makes it work.
Totally. Yeah. It's Laba is the name of the group. Angelica Allen singing. Real interesting project. Can't wait to hear more. As soon as I heard it, I had to get this and play this.
I feel like we've been on a pretty good run on this show so far today with all the music we've played.
I know, but Stevens.
Here, it's all about to come crashing down.
We were talking about life, and we were talking about all sorts of stuff that was greater things of the universe. And
yeah, you know, actually, Stephen Thompson, he thinks about it. He's got a note on his computer to remind him every day. In fact, it says maybe it's all not hopeless.
And you were, and your mug says...
I wish I were dead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm here at peace, actually.
Oh, good.
Ordinarily, I would be bringing kind of a soul-destroying torment. Mm. But, gentlemen, I am in the process of completing the Austin 100. Thank you. I take your slow clap. It is medicine for my poor, battered soul.
And what is the Austin 100?
Yeah, the Austin 100 is a downloadable and streamable 100-song playlist capturing as many discoveries from the upcoming South by Southwest Music Festival as possible. And you can listen to it on this amazing app that our visuals team built for it this year. It looks spectacular, but you can also just click a single button and download like an 800 megabyte zip file. With if you like me, like to own some sort of sort of manifestation of the music rather than having it live on the wind. It's 100 free songs. I mean, it's just long story short, it is 100 free songs.
That you hand-selected going through 1,500.
Yeah.
It's quite a process.
Yeah, it's a months-long process of culling and listening and sifting and winnowing to find, my 100 favorite stuff that some people will know some of it. I don't think anybody will know all of it. And so I like to think that everybody who downloads it is going to find something that they really love that they've never heard of before.
Which is the spirit of South by Southwest.
And that's exactly the spirit of South by Southwest, and it costs you nothing except your time. But even there, it's a distillation of hundreds of hours of listening to get to this 6-hour playlist.
So pick one. That's all you get. You get to pick one.
Choose one of your 100 carefully chosen children. So I picked a song by a singer-songwriter named Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, singer in Brooklyn who's been coming up for a little while now, and she's got a record coming out this spring called Sprinter. And it is absolute dynamite. I've been listening to little, MP3s.
She's amped up her sound, basically.
Yeah, she's somebody who's been floating around for a couple years. I've always liked her, always been interested. I've seen her live before. This record is mammoth. It's really a breakthrough record. I think it's an album we're going to be talking about throughout the year.
Play
and,
some.
And this song, it builds and it builds. It's so good. It's called Strange Hellos.
Heather, I'm sorry that your mother diseased in the brain cannot recall your name. Heather, I dreamt that I forgave, but that only comes in waves. I hate you all the same.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. They're not all that good. Not all 100 songs.
Not all of her songs. You mean not everything in your Austin 100?
Not everything in the Austin 100. I mean, there are very few songs.
They're good songs, but that is just...
There are very few songs, period, that are that good. That song's so great.
I needed another minute or two of that feedback at the end.
Well, one of the reasons we're talking about the Austin 100 today is because we are, 2 weeks outside of going to South by Southwest, of which our coverage will be nightly podcasts talking about the things we've discovered, and we'll put music up online.
Just us squeeing about great music.
Right. And then the other thing is today is the day that we announce our South by Southwest lineup at Stubbs, which we will record
Yeah, Wednesday, March 18th, right. we're gonna record another full lineup at Stubbs. Very eclectic and interesting, and I think great lineup.
Yeah. And Torres reminds me of one of the great artists on that bill,
Courtney Barnett.
Absolutely, who's gonna perform her entire new record live.
And I'm not spoiler alert. That record is fantastic.
Yeah.
So she's going to play her fantastic entire new record.
Right. Easily going to be in the top three. I'd be so surprised if it's not one, two, or three.
It's your end of
Courtney
the year.
Barnett.
Yeah.
Courtney Barnett.
Me too.
But
we've also
on
got,
the lineup.
We've also got TV on the Radio.
Yeah, who made a great record at the end of last year, just at the tail end.
Yeah, sneaked it right under the wire at the end of the year. That record's terrific. A singer and rapper named Shamir. Who raps over this very springy and exciting electronic music, very, very charismatic performer. A rapper named Boogie, who Franny Kelly from Microphone Check is very excited about. And I've spent some time with his mixtape, and he's really, really good. Really, really thoughtful rapper. He like me, is a single dad, and a neurotic one, also like me. So I'm hoping we get to hang out.
And then speaking of charismatic, Stromae.
Yeah.
Who has captured the world but not this country for whatever reason, and that may change.
Yeah, I think it is. I hope it changes. His videos on YouTube have been viewed more than a billion times.
Literally, more than a billion views.
He is a massive worldwide sensation who is making that, you know, that push into the final frontier that is the U.S. But he puts on, from what I gather, from the videos I've seen, from what several people on our staff who've seen him have talked about, he puts on a bonkers live show. And we'll have video. It's got a full light show. It should be incredible. And he's gonna close out the evening for us.
Excellent. Our South by Southwest lineup is online. You could take a look at it and all the details. The Awesome 100 is online. You could spend days, hours, weeks with it discovering new music. I have not yet. I've only listened to the first bundle of 100. I've listened to about 150 songs of the 1,500 that we have to get through.
God, I love being ahead of you.
Yeah. Well, every February I make a record, and it really makes it hard. I get my car, and I want to hear my mix.
It's all I've done for the last 2 months, so I've given myself a little bit of a head start.
All right. Well, I can't wait to listen to what you've already done.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sure I'll choose none of your teams, except for Torres.
Except for Torres and Courtney Barnett.
And Courtney Barnett.
Well, in a couple of weeks, we're also going to do our South by Southwest preview show, and we'll bring Mr. Thompson back on, and we'll all talk about the stuff that we're most excited to see.
All right. Well,
can't wait.
Then, thank God I won't have to see you for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I actually can't wait to record that. That's weird. Yeah. It means being in a studio with you guys.
But. All right. You can go now.
Thank you.
We're done with you, Thompson.
See you, buddy.
Take a walk.
Oh, I will.
Keep going. Do not come back. Thought he would never leave. He had leaned back in the chair and pulled the mic up to, you know, and I thought he was settling in for the rest of the show.
Well, he will miss this song. I'm going to play something new from Lowland Hum. Lowland Hum, a group we've put on. They played a Tiny Desk concert. We've played their music and videos on our site before. They're Daniel and Lauren Gones. They're a married couple. They've been making music for a couple of years now. Their first album was Native Air. That came out in 2013. They put out an EP. And now a brand new album comes out April 14th. It's one of those records that's both pleasant and exuberant. This song on the self-titled album by Lowland Hum is called Olivia.
Fist in pocket, hand in hand, utilitarian grip. Backs weighed down, heavy laden, Saturday breakfast. Shoes strong within the rain.
sleepy seeds out one by one. Hazy August day, don't let it sink away. Oh,
baiting me, aren't you? You figure you play a song with some hand claps in it like that.
This is not the first hand clap tune I've turned you onto today.
That's true.
Yeah. The Labah Cut. That was Lowland Hum, a song called Olivia. They just get better and better. Sweet band to see live. It's really great to see a couple who are in love making music together. They do these nice handmade books of lyrics that they hand out at shows for people to hold on to while they sing their songs. It's very, very sweet.
Oh, please. Give me a break. I'm kidding. That's very lovely. You know, I'm in this whole existential downward spiral. You
I know. We'll take us out.
Well, Andy Stott, a dub and techno producer we've had on the show before, he's just remixed Panda Bear's song called Boys Latin. Boys Latin is from Panda Bear's record, Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper, that came out earlier this year. The original version of this song, Boys Latin from Panda Bear, is kind of dark and broody. There are plenty of vocals and there's, you know, melody, words, lyrics, a very prominent part of the original song. And Andy Stott in this version, in this remix, gets rid of just about all the vocals entirely, and he strips it back and finds just the darkest parts of the song. I think one of the things that I love about Andy Stott's work is that it can often sound like you're being run over by a truck when you listen to it, but there's a gracefulness to it. It's like you're gracefully being hit by a truck, and he manages to finesse the bulldozer that is pushing his songs. So this is Andy Stott remixing Panda Bear's Boys Latin, and it is just a very fantastically menacing version of this song.
Hand claps?
No, I'm afraid not. No hand claps in this one, Bob. It's darkness at the end of the tunnel.
Thanks.
Anytime, buddy.
Yeah. I'm going to go disperse some atoms. And yeah.
You've been doing it the entire time you've been breathing through the show.
I think it's under my shirt still. I don't know.
They're constantly changing, evolving, leaving, so bringing new ones in.
Okay.
I don't know. It's possible that one of my atoms became part of you during this taping.
That's really not possible.
I don't know. I breathed out some air. Maybe you breathed it in. Anyway, Boys Latin, the Andy Stott remix.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Cheer me up.
Mm-hmm.